by faith, we extend ourselves right now to those, hallelujah, that are watching that can't be with us tonight. Come on. Come on, just release your faith right now. Faith rise up right now in the bodies and the homes of those that can't be with us tonight. God bless you. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. God's on the move. Hallelujah. Give God the glory in the midst of all we go through. Hallelujah. Let your life be in praise. Hallelujah. Let your life be the incense that flows around those, hallelujah, that are hurting. Hallelujah. Let it rise up. Let it rise up. Let it rise up. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God, hallelujah, the greatness of God might be seen, hallelujah, throughout the earth. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says gross darkness covers the earth, hallelujah. But rise up, for the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, has risen within us, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord is upon us, hallelujah. Arise and shine, hallelujah, for your light has come, saith the Lord, hallelujah. Arise and shine, hallelujah. Arise and shine. Lift up your heads. Come on, lift up your heads. Oh, lift up your heads, hallelujah. For the King of Glory, hallelujah. The King of Glory, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we come right. We welcome you tonight, hallelujah, to move in our midst, to speak into our hearts, hallelujah, to lead us, guide us, hallelujah. Lord, to bring healing tonight, God, we welcome you to bring healing to whatever needs healed, hallelujah. Whatever brokenness needs mended, hallelujah. We give you place here tonight. Come on, saints. We give you place here tonight to work in our midst, hallelujah. So let us have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, hallelujah. Oh, God, I release tonight. I pray their eyes of understanding might be opened, hallelujah, that we might be flooded with the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Can you say good news? Can you say good news? Hallelujah. I want you to know that there's so many times where it's easier for us to believe bad news than it is us to believe good news. Come on, hallelujah. You say, well, I don't know about that, Pastor. I'm telling you the truth. Because you believe a lot of things about yourself that ain't true. Come on, you've been heard things, been told things, you've felt things about yourself. You look in the mirror and there's things that you say to yourself that aren't true, hallelujah. They're not given to you by God, they've not been released by the Spirit of God, but you believe them, hallelujah. That's bad news, but I'm here to tell you, we got the good news, hallelujah. He has revealed to us who He is in our lives, hallelujah. He's given us a message, He's given us hope, He's given us purpose, hallelujah. I got the good news, amen. So I want you to know, hallelujah. Tell yourself, I'm not going to believe the bad news. And I want you to say it loud. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm looking at the praise team. I'm not going to believe the bad news. But I'm going to believe the good news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe what God said about me. What He's done for me. That He's redeemed me. That He set me free. Hallelujah. I'm not going to look and see what other people might say, but I'm going to believe the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to hear this. Know the children of Israel, when God told them, the city's yours, He says, listen, the land is yours, the promise is yours. It's flowing with milk and honey. He says, there's grapes the size of your heads. He says, listen, you only need one grape to make a bottle of wine. He said, but I want you to go look at the land. And so they went out and looked at the land. And as they came back, hallelujah, there was only two of them that believed what the word of the Lord was. All, everybody else said, man, I don't think it can happen. No, no, but you've seen it with your own eyes. Yeah, but it looks harder than what it is. Hallelujah. I'm not sure we're able to do this because in the eyes of the enemies, we are weak. We're not mighty. But what saith the Lord? Hallelujah. What does God say about me? That I'm mighty. Hallelujah. That I'm a warrior. Hallelujah. That I'm a son of the Most High God. That I've been here planted in this moment, in this town, in Newcastle. Hallelujah. Not to waste my time, but to claim what God sent me here for. I have an order. I have a commission from heaven. Hallelujah. God has birthed me in this moment and you in this moment right here. You have been sent by heaven to accomplish God's word. Hallelujah. If you have breath, if you've got a heartbeat, shout unto God. Hallelujah. Because you're called of God. Oh, Hallelujah. You believe that? That's why I mean sometimes it's easier to believe the bad news than the good news. Because I'm not making this step up. This is the word of the Lord. I want you to know what they did to those ones that believed the good news. They began to pick up rocks. It says, man, we're going to stone these guys. Because it makes me uncomfortable to believe that. Hallelujah. We've been sent by a message, this church, this house, to declare the good news of the gospel. To believe in one another. To encourage one another. To tell you who you really are. To believe in you. To see, hallelujah, what others might not see, but see what God says. You know why? Because we're in prayer. Hallelujah. We're a church that's praying. Hallelujah. We're a church that's crying out to God, hallelujah, to give me a heartbeat from heaven, hallelujah. To give me a heartbeat for those that are in the earth, that are broken, that are hurt, hallelujah. Do you know that's the responsibility of the church as priests? That they were called, hallelujah, to stand on God's behalf on the earth, hallelujah. Commissioned by heaven, not me, the church, hallelujah. We are all priests and kings of the Lord, amen. And I'm not just the only one supposed to pray, but we are. I want you to know it's our duty, it's our calling, it's within us to converse with God. To talk to your Father. To learn things about yourself you never knew before. To cause you to love the world like you've never loved it before. To cause you to have a heart like the Father. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That you begin to not build your kingdom, but we begin to build the kingdom of our God. Hallelujah. And for His glory and for His honor. Hallelujah. That we establish house in the house of intimacy. That we as a people begin to be in a place of intimacy. Have a heart for one another. To believe in one another. It's easy to see the bad news in somebody. All the mistakes. Man, listen. I can see the mistakes. We can see the mistakes in one another. We can try to find them. But I'm here to tell you that God put us here together to look, hallelujah, and see how He sees us. To see how we see one another in Christ. All together lovely in Jesus' name. What we do is we stand together. I use you an example. Stand together, arm in arm. And when He doesn't believe who He is and begins to go that way, I bring him back to where He's supposed to be. And we stay together. We don't give up on one another. We don't break covenant with one another. We stand together, hallelujah. And we walk through it together, hallelujah. If you need a sword, I'll bring the sword, hallelujah. If you need a jacket, I'm going to bring you a jacket. You need, I provide it, and you provide for me. The enemy wants to divide, but we're building a house for the Lord, hallelujah. We're all together, lovely, hallelujah. I'm going to see how beautiful you are, how mighty you are. Why? Because I see you through the cross, and it is good sight, it's good news. God said, run to you, the angel declared. First message from heaven. For unto you this day a child is born. For unto you, hallelujah, a son has been given. For unto you the gift of heaven. Preach for you, Christian. The declaration from heaven for us to receive. Unto you, hallelujah, good tidings. Because the shepherds were in a dark place, feeling lonely, tired of just being on the other side. I'm telling you, listen, the enemy's trying to break up and hurt some pastors, because I know, hallelujah, I see how he's trying to attack pastors, but I'm here to tell you, there's an angel declaring a message, hallelujah, while the shepherds have been in a dark place, hallelujah, they've been doing their job, the enemy has tried to discourage them and weaken them. But I hear the angel of the Lord. I have come to bring you good tidings. For today a son is born. Hallelujah. Come on, give God glory. Amen. Thank you for coming. Thank you, praise God. Amen. I spent myself for that introduction, and that's what I got. Come on, somebody give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And that song roars me up. I just know that, man, some people can't find purpose in life. Just listen and believe that good news. I am living proof. So do you not want to be that way? Come on, do you not want to be that your life is the essence of, I'm living proof that God's on the move? Hallelujah. Jesus Himself, the Bible says that Jesus was the Word sent by heaven, a seed sent to earth, and a Virgin Mary. That seed, hallelujah, brought forth a son. And that Word that was sent from heaven became flesh, dwelt among us. I'm really dripping. Oh, there we go. All right. It doesn't match, but that's all right. I'm not going with that one. I'll leave it. Amen. But listen, let me just jump right into this. Amen. I just want to share with the Lord. Listen, you got to come on Wednesday nights, man. Listen, this is what's been on my heart. And God told me that, man, even I love to preach, but God says stop preaching and start praying. Teach the people to pray. We say, well, we know how to pray. Listen, I'm learning how to pray like I never prayed before. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this and know that sometimes we pray. The Bible says we pray and miss. We miss because we ask with the wrong intentions. So I believe that God is bringing us to a place where that our intentions are right. See, God wants us to come unto Him. Not because we have to. Come. Come unto me. All you have in name, you'll find rest. See, it's in His presence that I find rest. Rest. I've been heavy laden. Right here in your mind. Sometimes it's so hard. Sometimes it's hard. But I want you to know that, man, I'm going to give you a picture. The tabernacle. And that the altar of incense speaks of prayer and intimacy unto God. But in the tabernacle, it was in the holy place. It wasn't in the most holy place where the presence of God was, the ark was. But it was right in the middle. Say Jesus. That thing that separated the ark, hallelujah, our prayers from His presence has been pulled down. That separation, come on, where that because of sin, our prayers couldn't get to God. But Jesus was my intercessor. He went beyond the curtain because He was holy. He was perfect. He was without blemish. And guess what happened? Hallelujah. He tore the veil down. It split in two. That thing that separated your prayers from touching heaven. Tell someone your prayers work. I want you to tell someone else your prayers work. I'm here to give you good news because God's not a liar. The veil has been torn down. Come on, amen. It has been torn down. There's no more separation between you and His presence. Do you know what stood between the altar, hallelujah, the altar of incense and the ark of the covenant, the presence of God? Tell someone nothing. Nothing, hallelujah. There's no more separation, hallelujah. That we have access into the throne room, not by what I do or what I can do, by my accomplishments, but by what He did for me at the cross, hallelujah. That's good news. That's the message that we declare in this house. To know that I have access. I have access. But listen, sometimes the enemy wants you to make you feel that you're not worthy. Come on, amen. You're not good enough, hallelujah. That's the bad news. I believe the good news. God's given me good news that I'm meant to be in God's presence. I'm meant to spend time with Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Just to be in God's presence, to realize. But He's everywhere. Oh, yeah. See, I just got to. Say, hang on. He is everywhere. Are you ready for this? Psalm 16. Let's just read this real quick. I'm going to Jonah. Jonah in the well. Tell someone it's not a myth. It's a message of redemption. It's a message of the love of the Father. It's a message of His mercy and His kindness and His grace that He's extended to each and every one of us when we didn't even deserve it. Listen to this. Psalms, what'd I say? 16, I think 7. Right? Yes. And He says, let me get through this real quick. Let me find where I want to go. All right. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. This is verse 7. My reins also instruct me in the night season. See, my God instructs me when? In the night season. When it's dark. Come on. Whether sometimes I don't have faith enough to get up on my own. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Spirit of God will instruct me. He will begin to guide my reins if I give. You know what reins are? See, my wife, she listens. She's a horse girl. And she'd get on that horse back when I first met her. And I got scared. I got scared a little bit, man. I mean, see, because they got to have some power, some strength, and they got to show who's boss. So she got on that big horse, and she began to tell that horse, it wants to go straight, but she took the reins. And whatever way she wanted to go, she would take that horse and break it and bring it to where she wanted it to go. And eventually, that horse began to learn exactly what she wanted. And even before she would even tap it just a little bit, it would just go that way. Just respond. See, I want you to know that, listen, God wants us to give us the reins that He leads us. That we be led by the Spirit of God. Directed and guided. There's a lot of mess I get into because I try to take the reins. Come on, amen. Listen, someone posted this and it says, Jesus, He doesn't need to take the wheel. He needs to take the whole car, pull it over and grab a flip-flop and start smacking some of us. I don't know about you, but my mom had flip-flops and she used to pull over and slap us with some flip-flops. She wasn't a violent woman. She was just a thwart. She threatened you more than anything, right, Beth? She used to chase us around the house sometimes with flight water in one of those race car tracks. You know, the orange things? I really don't ever think I got hit by them, but it was just the thought of mom coming after you. Because, you know, see, dad was a different story. He'd just smack you and you'd be done with it. But mom, 2 weeks after the fact, mom would crack you in the head with a book or something. What's that for? I don't know, but I just feel like you deserve that. Awesome moment, Dad. I exaggerate. Listen, it says, I will bless the Lord. He says, He gives me counsel. I have set the Lord always before me. I set the Lord always before me. This was David. David was, he was an example of a type and a shadow of us to look at and see, hallelujah, how that David operated. He was, it was so significant that the type and shadow that we can look back and see, hallelujah, that God had something prepared for us. That David, hallelujah, he began to learn that it wasn't about might, hallelujah. It wasn't about power, but it was by the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah. See, because he learned it at a young age when he took a rock, not a sword, not an army, but he took a rock by faith and let it be led by God, hallelujah, to knock down giants, hallelujah. See, he learned something at a young age. He knew that it wasn't his strength or his might, but it was the presence of God that he spent time with, that was moving within him, hallelujah, that was working within him, causing him, hallelujah, to do things that were extraordinary, extraordinary, supernatural, because he couldn't do it in his own strength. See, David learned at a young age, hallelujah, how that they needed the presence of God. So God, hallelujah, represented in a box, in an ark, hallelujah, that they carried the presence of God. It had the commandments in it, it had the manna in it, it had the rod of Aaron within it. And they carried it. It just was representative. And the presence of God, the glory of God was within that. He's not in a box anymore, but he's in you today. Come on, amen. But they carried the presence of God with them. And when they went, they began to learn. Just let the Lord go first. And whatever enemy was before them, hallelujah,
All they needed to see was the presence of God. And the story of everybody, my God is on the move. Amen. Why? Because here's these two people carrying around a box. Got a band. Some drums. Some guitars. And they're dancing with flags. And they're carrying this ark. They say their presence of their God's in it. But wherever they go with Him, things change. Enemies fall. Hallelujah. We don't know how it's happening, but something's amazing. See, I want you to know that God's doing something in a day and a people. That God's moving within your lives. That God wants to get the glory for your life. Hallelujah. As your representative in the earth. Hallelujah. As you being ambassadors, kings and priests unto God. Right here, representing who He is. I got something to live for. Amen. We got something to live for. Every one of us who has a breath has a calling. Everybody who has breath. Man, I almost preached a sermon about significance of your giftings. Don't ever. One little boy with a little lunch fed a multitude. One boy with a rock who believed in God delivered a nation. Come on, amen. It ain't about the big things. One little boy that was given to God with a small little coat. Come on, begin to fill it out. His name was Samuel. Come on, amen. Listen, God will take the little things. He'll take the little things. The ones that everybody thinks significant, that isn't significant, doesn't mean much. He'll take the ones where that you go to a party and you ain't even invited. That's what David happened. His father forgot he even had another son. Oh, yeah. I do got one more son. I'm going to tell you something, but David knew who he was. He wasn't offended because he wasn't invited to the party. He just had to be to the party. I want you to know that just like the woman that my wife, they were making fun of her and telling her she was ridiculous for doing that. And she didn't care what they said. She wasn't invited to that party. But see, I'm going to tell you something. She didn't let what they said offend her to cause her to be more offended than being in His presence. I will not let anything offend me more than being in His presence. I will not let anything offend me more than being in His presence. So He says this, and He says, where are we at? He says, because I have set the Lord always before me because He is my right hand and I shall not be moved. See, David understood that God, He is my right hand. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall rest in hope. For Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Say, thank you, Lord. Neither will Thou suffer Thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life in the presence, in Your presence. Here it is right here, ready? I'm probably not going to get any farther. In Your presence, we say it all the time, is fullness. In Your presence, you got it. Hang on, let me get this right. Say it together. Ready? Are you ready? Say it with me. Ready? In Your presence is fullness of joy. In Your presence is fullness of joy. I want you to know that here's the problem. Is that a lie or is it the truth? It's the truth. But here's the problem that we have. It's in His presence. See, we use that word slightly because God's everywhere. He's in everything, all through thing, everywhere. He's in everything. We understand that, know that. But I want you to know, we don't always know that. See, because I'm preoccupied with my kingdom and building things for myself, that I forget that His presence is fullness of joy. Sometimes some things might come after me, just like the children of Israel, and I might think to myself that those other ones see me as a grasshopper and they're bigger than me. My enemies might make me feel like I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough. So what happens is sometimes I step out of that place of awareness. I can never leave God. He'll never leave me. But I can emotionally step out. I can abandon God with my thoughts. I feel that right here, right now. I want you to hear this. That we can abandon God with our thinking. That if I'm not thinking about Him, and the more you don't think about Him, I want you to know that sometimes what happens is, I don't care what you're doing, if you begin to not do it, if you don't find your time to do that, whether it's come to church, whether it's find your time to read the Word of God, then eventually you just don't. Some things that I used to do that eventually you just kind of stop doing them and you fall out of love with those things. Or something will replace it. Because whatever you fill your presence with will fill you. Whatever you fill your presence with will fill you. Listen, I had the greatest thought in the world that when my dad told me my house is going to be a house of prayer. When I was 16, 17. He said, this will be a house. This will not be a den of thieves, young man. See, I thought I could do whatever I want with my house. That's right. She was a security guard in my house. She'd do the eye inspection. I came home, my dad went to India, I had a bright idea, not thinking things through, I used to do that a lot. I got a bright idea that I'm going to get an earring. He's in India, he's gone for 15 days, I'm going to get this thing, it's going to be good. So I'm sitting at the dinner table and I'm like this. The whole time, like just kind of. Got it down to a science, so anytime I was around my father, I was like this. But Beth, she'd be sitting across from me and she'd be going. Eventually my father found out, but my father said to me, this will be a house of prayer. You'll be home at a certain time. If you don't get here at a certain time, you will be locked out. I said, well, guess what? I'm moving out. He said, bye-bye. I love you with all my heart. So I decided to leave the house. Now here's the thing that's the problem with it. My father's love for me, it went with me. See, I never left it behind. My father's love and my mother's love for me and my sisters, it never left me. Hallelujah. It rode with me all the way to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And when I was all by myself and alone, hallelujah, it was that love that came and sat with me and reminded me what I was missing at my father's house. It was reminding me that presence went with me. The presence went with me. Hallelujah. And I might not have been there. Hallelujah. I might not have been in that place. But I was reminded, just like the prodigal son, that it says that he left the father's house. And when he came to his senses, he was reminded of his father's presence, of who his father was. I got to get back to my father's house. How many know that I ran back to my father's house? Because where my father, listen, that the playground didn't, those swing sets don't feel good after 4 days. What do you call the merry-go-round? Not too good after a little bit. But my bed that I had that was sitting empty, the food that my mom was preparing, I could smell it. So I want you to know that, listen, in my presence is fullness of joy. It's in His presence. It's when I set myself to say, God, I've come to meet with You. It's like the woman that took the alabaster box. All those people were present, that they weren't receiving. The Bible says that they sat in the room and the presence of Christ was there to heal and nobody took it. So they were, that's what happens in churches. The presence of God is there, but they're present, but they're not there. I don't want to be that. I don't want to just show up for church for an hour. But I want to come into God's presence. I want to be in a place of awareness that what God's saying to me right now, I want to hear. Hallelujah. And I want to walk with what God's saying with me right now. I want to begin to move in it. Hallelujah. I want to have a conversation with Father where the Father tells me, I want you to go bless Cindy. Hallelujah. Because Cindy might be in a rough place or Beth might be hurting or wherever she is or Mary or wherever you might be, that I want to have a connection with heaven. And that's what God designed me for. Hallelujah. That I communicate the hearts of the Father. See, I want you to know that the world has a bad taste of the Father. Why? Because the sons and daughters, hallelujah, haven't grown up to hear what the Father's saying, to tell the children, the ones that are lost, those ones are broken. That we can have an ear to hear. What's He saying? I love them. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You have a message of good news. Go tell them I'm not mad. Tell them the veil's been torn down. Tell them they don't have to go to somebody to get a prayer answered. They just need to come to me. Come on, amen. They don't need to find a saint. They don't need to find this or that. I want you to know, and we're going to get into confession one to another. We're going to talk about that because it's important. But I want you to know that, listen, I have access to the Father. Hallelujah. I do. Amen. To come into the presence of the throne room of God. To take hold of what He wants to speak to me. And I want you to know, there's some times that you begin to learn to do that. You begin to set times aside to spend time with God. To pray. To learn to hear and begin to grow up in a place. It doesn't start off right away. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. It doesn't fit always right away. But sometimes you might not feel like it. But we're not here, come on, because we feel like it. Because in His presence is fullness of joy. See, my flesh has dissatisfied me, has broken me and hurt me. Our lusts have left us empty. But in the presence of God is fullness of joy. So I decide that I might dwell in the house of the Lord. That I might abide in His presence. That I might dwell in the secret place. See, it's a secret place. But everybody can get there. See, because it's there for those that look for it, that reach for it, who press in. The ones that press in. See, I want you to know that, listen, it was there for every one of those disciples, but only 12 of them went and followed them. They were there, all these ones got all these miracles, everything happened. But they began to follow them. They walked after Jesus. Listen, I want you to know that we got to focus on what God is doing. See, we got to focus on what God is doing, and that's in His presence. That's coming into His presence. That's coming into that place where there's still small voices. We're sitting in that place of His presence. Listen, I want you to know, I'm here to tell everybody here, you're not forced to pray if you come into this place. Nobody's expected to. This place could be silent. Doesn't matter. No one's forced to pray. And no one will look at you and say, oh, he ain't pray very good. If they do, I'd kick them out. Wouldn't I, Randy? Yes, I would. I don't think before I speak. I just let it go. I pray from where my heart is. So I want you to know that. I want you to know that just come and sit in God's presence. Just sit in God's presence. Doesn't matter. Start somewhere. I'm here to tell you that this house is going to be a house of prayer. This is going to be a house of, we're going to know, hallelujah, to hear from God. A people that can hear from God. Hallelujah. I'm not coming to pass time, but I'm coming here to hear from God. To come into God's presence. Amen. I know sometimes some people can't come on Wednesday night. We'll find a time. Whatever that time is, I don't know what it is. Trust you to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're men and women of God that God's seeking for us to move through us. Hallelujah. To have His being in us. So if we want to do that, we'll do that. Listen, I don't have time to get into it. I will Wednesday night. But there's five different ingredients they use for incense. Incense is what they mix together in that incense. You ever smell incense? And my wife burns. Is that incense? What is that stuff you burn? Oils or something? Yeah, it's like oils. So oils, it's incense. We break down the oils, the whatever that is, the plant, break it down, cause it to be oil, and then it becomes a fragrance. Man, you get some of them fragrances, man. I walk in that house, man, I just want to give her a hug. Feels good in here. You know what I'm saying? That odor, that smell, just like, I just want to cry right now. It smells like Christmas. You know what I mean? What is it called? Christmas spirit. I said, what's that smell? Would you do it again? Would you pray it again? Do whatever it did. Whatever those smells are. Whatever them. Yeah, you could buy it at Mary Turner's. MaryTurner.com. So, bro, you can smell it, but what it does, it gets everywhere. Listen, my dog got hit by a skunk. By a skunk, man. Listen, the shame that was on him. When he came to the door, my wife's standing there. He said, what's wrong with you? She's like, what is wrong with him? What is wrong with him? Come here. And then right about the time he's stepping in the door, the presence of the skunk was in her midst. And it hit her so hard. What? Long story, but she tried to wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I just told them what they needed to do, and that was it. I turned around, they looked, and I was gone. It ain't my dog. Here's my solution. Shut the door. Shut the door. But listen, so that presence and what it is in every one of these. Listen, the Bible is so beautiful. I love it so much because every one of those ingredients, every single one of them are value. Hallelujah. They're your prayers. Hallelujah. They mean so much. And it's not just something they put together. Say, well, this might be good and this might be good. No, no, no. Just like He values you, your prayers matter. Hallelujah. And He took every one of those incense, every one of those plants and all those different ingredients, and they began to break them down. Hallelujah. And they began to add them together. I can't get into it tonight, but I want to go through every one of them and tell you how they were mad and where they came from and what they did. Hallelujah. And when it rose up to the heaven, when they rose up in the presence of God, it got everywhere. And everybody that was there, because of those prayers, were affected by it. Your prayers matter. Tell someone your prayers matter. Your prayers matter. Hallelujah. I'm done, but listen. Jesus, His disciples, do you know that there was only, that they did not ask. I want you to catch this. They did not ask. They did not ask Jesus for anything else to teach them except for one thing. And what was it? Say it again. They didn't ask, how do you do that miracle again? Do it again. How do you walk on water? All these different things, and all these things they could have asked Jesus, but they, one thing, would you teach us to pray? See, I'll tell you why. Here's why. Because they began to eliminate some things. They began to figure in the mind there was something powerful. Because Jesus would heal somebody in 4 seconds. He would lay hands and ask the Father. And just like that, hallelujah, they would get up, hallelujah. From whatever was afflicting them, whatever was breaking them, whatever was hurting them, He just spoke a word, hallelujah, and it happened. But what they remembered and they recognized is here's their Lord and Savior, the one leading them. He would spend 4 hours in prayer, or more than that. But He would begin His day at 4 o'clock in the morning. He began to pray, no one around. Very, I don't know if there's any place in the Bible that He literally played with somebody else. He was playing by Himself with the Father in God's presence. Hello? 4 hours before the marketplace opened at 8 o'clock in the morning, Jesus was in prayer. And when the marketplace opened, He was ready. Hallelujah. While it was still dark outside, hallelujah, He got up, hallelujah. Before it was light, hallelujah, He got up and He prayed in the presence of the Father because it meant more to Him than anything else. He knew the significance of being in the presence. He knew that that prayer life that He had, hallelujah, His connection, it was God Almighty, hallelujah, the Son of God, praying for 4 hours. How much more important it is for me to get in God's presence. It's more. I'm not asking everybody to pray for him. Just get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But what I'm saying is sometimes we got to understand the significance. And what we're missing out of is His presence. Sometimes I want you to know that maybe that's why miracles don't happen the way they are. because we're not representing, we're not hearing from heaven what God wants us to say. What is it from the right heart? Just stand with me. Come on, sing this with me. Anybody needs prayer, I want you to come. Come on, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for coming.